Thank you very, very much, guys. If any of the children want to come and sit up here at the front, that would be great, because you can help me later on. Love to have you up here joining me. Thank you, Thomas. Anybody else going to come? Oh, Simon's here. Come and sit with Simon. He needs looking after. Brilliant. Well, I was sitting right at the front. Thanks, Jess. I was sitting right at the front when Simon asked who liked puzzles, so I didn't see. Does anybody like doing puzzles? Or is it just Simon and me? Oh, there are a few of us. You see, I love doing puzzles. I like jigsaw puzzles. I like crossword puzzles. I like quiz puzzles. I love having clues and trying to work out what it is all about. And we've already done some jigsaw puzzles on the screen this morning. And for the next few minutes, we're going to think about some of the puzzles and the clues that we've just had from that Bible reading. But before we do that, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come here to learn more about you today. Please help us to listen and to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wonderful. Well, we've just had that Bible reading, and there's a really strange thing because we kept hearing about the Word. It kept saying the Word did things, but it never actually told us who the Word was. It just said what the Word did. Well, the passage that we were looking at from the Bible was written by a man called John, who was one of Jesus' disciples and one of his best friends. And in fact, from the rest of the book that he wrote, we know that the Word that he is talking about is Jesus. That is who the Word is. Now, in a few days, there's something quite exciting happening. Thomas? Christmas. Yes. Are you excited about Christmas? You don't sound very excited. Yes. Is anybody else excited about Christmas? Yes. Oh, marvellous. At 9:15, I told the parents to take the toys back because there was nobody excited about Christmas at 9:15. Brilliant. Well, it looks like Christmas might happen this year for the 11 o'clock. So how many more days is it to Christmas? Four. Well done, Jess. Four more days. Four more sleeps. Till Christmas Day. And what is it that we specifically remember on Christmas Day? Jesus' birth. Jesus' birth. Absolutely right. Jesus being born. But from the reading that we've just heard that John wrote, we can see clues that tell us that Jesus is much, much more than just a baby born at Christmas time. So we're going to look at those clues now as we go back to our Bible reading and see what it tells us about Jesus. And the very first thing that it tells us, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if the Word is Jesus, then we know that Jesus was with God, and in fact, Jesus is God. So we'll add God to our puzzle. Jesus is God. And Jesus, as God, was there right at the very beginning of time. Now, I began a little bit over 21 years ago. Some of us here began quite a lot longer ago than that. I know some people here who began, 80 years ago. But some, perhaps only a few months ago or 1 year, like little Beth. Some didn't begin very long ago. When did you begin, Thomas?
2007.
2007. So that's 7 years ago is when you began. When did you begin, Jess? 2004. So 10 years ago you began. Simon, when did you begin? Are we allowed to know? 19?
91.
You're 23. Began 23 years ago. You see, we've all begun at different times. But the amazing thing about Jesus is he didn't begin like us when he was born. Jesus has always been. Jesus has existed from the very beginning of time. He existed before your grannies and grandparents were born, before your great-great-great-great-great grannies and grandparents were born. He existed before Henry VIII, before the Romans, before Tutankhamun. Jesus has always existed. Because Jesus is God. Well, our next clue is that everything was made through him. Now, can you remember, right at the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, how the world was made? Do you remember what the Bible says? God spoke. Well done. God spoke. Well, John tells us that actually it was Jesus who spoke, because Jesus is God, and it's through Jesus that everything was made. So when we look around at our amazing world, at the mountains and the fields and the trees, the flowers, the people, everything that's so lovely in our world, the stars and the planets, we can remember that actually it's through Jesus, the Word, that everything in this world was made. Well, you two have been sitting brilliantly. I think you might need some help in a minute. But there are four pictures hidden around the church of things that Jesus made. Simon, I know, wants to find them all, so you might have to beat him to it. But if you can see any of my four pictures, do you want to go and get them and bring them back, and we'll add them to the puzzle? Does anybody else want to help them? Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Two more. They might need some help if they haven't spotted them. Thank you. Missing one. Have we got it? Brilliant. Thank you. Right, some of the things that Jesus made at the very beginning of time. Well, our next clue is that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. What on earth does that mean? Well, it means that Jesus became flesh and blood, just like us. He became human and he came to the earth to live among us. And that's what we particularly remember at Christmas time, isn't it? We remember when Jesus was born. We remember that he was put in the animal feeding trough. Remember Mary and Joseph, the hosts of angels. And then people that came to visit him. Who came to visit Jesus? Shepherds. They came to worship him. Who else came to visit him? The three wise men. What did they bring him? Brilliant. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's what we think about at Christmas time, isn't it? That's that part of the Bible story. We remember Jesus becoming flesh and blood and coming to live amongst us. Well, our puzzle's almost finished, but it leaves me with a bit of a question. Because why? Why would Jesus, who is God, who made everything, why would he want to come and live among us? Well, thankfully, John tells us. He says that all who received Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, you two, what would you like for Christmas? What have you asked for? What's anybody asked for Christmas? Minor key? Yeah. Xbox games, good things. Somebody at the 9:15, a child wanted a soldering iron. Makes you wonder what they're going to solder. Anybody else? What else has anybody asked for Christmas? Phoebe? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. I'm very deaf. A glow in the dark? Gel art. Ooh. Oh, that could be fun. Then you could do pictures that only people could see at night time. Wonderful. Well, you know what? Jesus came to give us the very best present, even better than Xbox games, even better than glow-in-the-jar art, jello art, or whatever it's called, glow-in-the-dark, jello art, even better than anything to do with Frozen. Jesus came to give us the very best present because he came to give us the opportunity to become children of God, children of the very best Father that there could possibly be. Because sometimes, it's hard to say, isn't it, but sometimes our dads aren't great. Sometimes they're a little bit too busy or too tired to listen to us or to talk to us. Sometimes they might go away and leave us for a while. Sometimes they're just a bit grumpy. But you know what? God, our Heavenly Father, loves us more than we can possibly imagine. And he will never be too tired or too busy or too grumpy to talk to us or to listen to us. He will never leave us if we want to be his child. I've got something wrapped up here. In fact, I've got two things. What might they be? Do you think they might be presents? They might just be little boxes wrapped up. What do you think? Do you believe that they're presents? Yes, you're a bit unsure. Would you like my present? Jess, do you believe it's a present? The opportunity doesn't hang around forever. Yes or no? Yes. Okay, she's not quite sure, but they have believed, don't open them now, they have believed that they're presents, and they've received them. And maybe when they've opened them, they might say thank you to me, but you never know. But that's a little bit like what we have to do with Jesus. Jesus has come to give us that opportunity to be God's children, but we have to believe in who Jesus is and to receive him as our Lord and Saviour. Now, our puzzle is almost finished, but there's two more pictures somewhere around the church, and I've asked some people to bring them up for me, people who are children of God. You see, because it doesn't matter, if you can bring them up now, it doesn't matter whether we're 5 or 10, 15 or 20, or even 105. We can all, if we choose, be children of God. Thank you, if you want to finish our puzzle for us. You see, all of us, whatever age we are, can choose to believe and to receive Jesus. Well, I want you to imagine that you go to a library and you really have no idea what you want to read at all. And so you're just wandering around, staring at the books. Then all of a sudden, a book cover, it just grabs you and you think, wow, that looks amazing. I want to open that book and find out more about it. Well, I think we've got a great picture here today, a picture that from the clues helps us understand more who Jesus is and what he came to do. And I hope that over the next year we would all want to find out more about Jesus, to like open that book from the library and discover more about him. So this Christmas, please don't just think of Jesus as a baby in a manger. Remember the clues that we have about him, that he is in fact God. He is creator of the whole world, and that he came to this earth to show us who God is and how we can become God's children. And if we're already part of God's family, one of his children, then let's be really thankful for Jesus, for the fact that he's made that all possible. I'm going to say a prayer now. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus all those years ago as a baby at Christmas time. Thank you that because of him, we can know what you are like and know how to become one of your children. Please help us think about that and respond to that over this Christmas time. Amen.